Welcome, listeners, to a very special episode of Stranger Still. I'm Nick Wood. I'm all alone this week, but I thought that would be a perfect opportunity to bring you something a little bit special. See, normally on this show, we discuss bad science, alternative medicines, conspiracy theories, weird trials of history, but today, seeing that it is Christmas, I thought I'd do something a little bit special. And instead of bringing you a fun topic to discuss, instead I decided to adapt Clement Clark Moore's A Visit from St. Nicholas, or as it's more commonly known, A Night Before Christmas. So before we begin, I just want to wish everyone a happy holiday season. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, happy Yuletide celebration. Whatever it is you celebrate, I hope you're having a good one. And with that, sit back, relax, drink some hot cocoa, pull that blanket up to your chin, and please enjoy A Night Before Strangemas. "'Twas the night before Christmas. The house was quiet, you see, for everyone had been put to sleep with a homeopathic remedy. Amway pamphlets were hung by the chimney in traditional defiance, in hopes that St. Nicholas would become their newest client. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while they secretly practiced phrenology on each other's heads. In Mama and her TENS unit, I was already deep, for I was practicing astral projection in my sleep. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see if my essential oils could resolve the matter. Away to the window I flew in a hurry, my sleepiness drifted away in a flurry. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow, I took a moment to notice I didn't see a curvature on the horizon below. When what to my infallible eyes did appear, but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver, his aura was gleaming. It was St. Nick, and I was no longer dreaming. He double-checked his list the closer he came. He sighed and shouted and called out in vain.
No crystals, no oils, no Himalayan salt, no evil vaccines or government secrets in a vault. Use your brains, you're bringing science to a crawl. Now these things make no sense, no sense at all.
Surprisingly, I could hear, despite a great distance. Luckily, I wasn't listening, thanks to cognitive dissonance. So up on the housetop, the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of lies and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof, that man, his pets, and his so-called proof. As I drew in my head and was ready to argue, there stood St. Nicholas by the chimney he came through. He was dressed in faux fur from his head to his feet. He looked at me and said,
Say, do you know the meaning of yeet?
A bundle of research he had flung on his back. He looked like a sheeple just ready to crack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. And for whatever reason, I wondered how he pronounced Harry. The beard on his chin was as white as the snow. And in his eyes I saw there's so much I just don't know. Smoking a pipe surely didn't help his poor shape. Jokes on me, I thought Santa would vape. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl of non-GMO vegan jelly. He was chubby and plump, not that it mattered, and I laughed when I saw him. My world was soon to be shattered. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had plenty to dread. He spoke not a word, just set research papers down and tore down the Amway pamphlets and turned with a frown. Soon up the chimney he began receding, and shouted down to me,
Please consider reading.
He sprang to his sled, to his team gave a whistle, and I knew I shouldn't give his thoughts immediate dismissal. I heard him exclaim as he flew out of sight,
Merry Strangemas to all, and to all, I'm still Santa.
And I'm still Nick, and this is Stranger Still.
I give you the Incredible Flying Machine.